this week Thursday to call for this, so we're not ready. We'll be ready next Tuesday to vote on these matters. So that's just where it is, and I really apologize. What it does, of course, mean is that I don't have to come on Friday morning where they wanted me to come. So that also helps me a bit. As we agreed, we got a very simple thing to do this morning, and that is just to listen to the Department of Water around what they have done to fit into the NEMLA 3, and that's all that we've got to do today. Where are they? Oh, there they say. Why is this so far away from me? Because now I can't throw anything at you. Yeah. All right, Mr. Singh, do you quickly just want to run us through? Have you all got copies? Are we ready with the other bill? Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, and we'll then just at the end of the meeting when we hopefully have a quorum, do we have a quorum, we'll quickly just pass that second, NEMLA second little amendments. All right, you have drafted a bill which we will be proposing as a committee bill. Because there's just no time to process this through all the other cabinet processes. And that committee bill actually just deals with one issue, and that's appeals. Because as you know today, appeals are in the water sector are down through the Water Tribunal. There have been the problems of the Water Tribunal, and it basically is not operating at the moment. And so to make this agreement work, we need to make sure that that appeal procedure is now given to the minister, and because she's never had it, of course you'll have to create a whole appeal procedure and so on. So that's really what it's about. So Mr. Singh, if you can take us through it quickly and tell us what is there. I see you've got a nice bill here now, as I suggested, that helps.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the opportunity. I tender apology from Mr. Trevor Balzer, the acting DG. Is chairing another meeting. I'm supported by my colleague Indangi Musikeni behind me, who is the acting head of Project Letsima that deals with the licenses. Mr. Chair, thank you very much for the opportunity. The documents that were circulated, and I do apologize if they were circulated late, but we did email them. The first set is just the committee bill. Then the second set is the actual sections of from the National Water Act, the relevant sections, and then the third one is the water use regulations, which we have drafted in after consulting. The bill, as you said, basically brought as a committee bill because we don't have time now to go through the entire process, given the fact that the department is bringing a expensive and comprehensive National Water Act Amendment Bill. So in the sections that deal with licensing, there is provision being made for this process of integrating the water use license process with the timeframes applicable to the other legislation. And I put it in that. And then in the second part, amendment of section 148, it's just that all the appeals are currently being considered by the tribunal, which is an independent body but appointed by the minister. And then we are making a proviso for that.
You didn't integrate these into the act as it exists now, like I asked you yesterday, as a separate document.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, you were saying that
the practice we have in this committee is that when we're doing an amended bill, that we then take the proposed amendments and we actually put them in the act where they are today and color them and so on. That's what I explained to you the other day. That's what I wanted. You didn't do that.
Sorry,
not the regulations, man. The act.
Yeah, but
there's an act.
Yeah.
And you're now doing a bill. like this clause here, 41.5. I want to see how it fits into that act. I can't. You give it here to me just like this.
Okay. And I apologize for that, Mr. Chair. But it's essentially insertions.
No, but you mustn't just apologize. I explained this to you. I took time to do this, and then you don't do it. I mean, if you don't understand, why didn't you ask me? Now it's a bit useless because I've got to ask you questions because I don't know how it fits into the act.
No, if I can explain, Mr. Chair. The sections dealing with licenses is section 41 of the National Water Act.
Listen, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in what it's dealing with. I'm interested in a procedure that I've asked you that we follow and to do it, and you've not done it. That's all I'm saying to you. And I just don't understand. If you didn't understand what I was saying to you, why didn't you just say to me, but I don't understand what you mean? That's what I'm raising with you, not what is happening here.
Mr. Chair, it's an amendment, it's a committee bill, and essentially we've added sections to the existing.
I know what it is, for God's sake, man. Can't you listen to what I'm saying to you? That's not what I'm discussing. All I asked you is the practice that we have is to take the original act and put these amendments in that act so that when I look at the act, I can look at the clause and I can understand, like we do there. So that I can understand it. It's a simple thing I'm saying to you. Now you're trying to become difficult and complex. All I'm saying to you is, when I asked you to do it, didn't you understand? And if you didn't, why didn't you just tell me? Go on with the book.
I do apologize, but I'm saying that the National Water Act Amendment Bill is a separate bill that the department is bringing. But these provisions that we are adding to make provision for this process is in this committee.
Let's discuss these amendments. You're talking nonsense now. Let's discuss these amendments.
Okay. So the first amendment to Section 41 is basically making provision for a new Section 41.5 and a Section 41
the bill. It's called as introduced by the Portfolio Committee. It's a two-page document. It's just four clauses, four amendments, four clauses. Got it? Okay. It's called the National Water Act Amendment Bill. All right. Okay, go ahead, tell me the two amendments.
Yeah. So in the sections dealing with water use license, we are adding these two insertions, which makes provision for this process that we are trying to do now.
So Section 41, you say, is the section that deals with water use license. And then this gives an explanation, these two little sections.
Yes.
The first one is that, and
yes,
the second one.
And the second one is the amendment that deals with the Water Tribunal.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, the amendment to the Water Tribunal will simply mean that all appeals will go to the Water Tribunal except those appeals that emanate from mining authorization process. And basically then, as I've discussed with you, we've got the regulations in terms of 26.1K, which basically sets out the procedure for the internal appeal and also the other operational aspects of the regulations. So these were the simple amendments that we make, but I will ensure that in future the practice of the committee is adhered to in terms of the actual insertions into
now,
the
net. To give us just an act, the act that stands there, and you take the bills and you put in color where they fit in.
Okay.
So when you read the act, you can see exactly. Now it's difficult for any member to ask you a question because they don't know what the other clauses around it, okay?
Cool.
The other thing is that I want Mr. Bada and them also to meet with you guys and make sure that you also follow the way we draft stuff. Like, for example, here we say, as stipulated in regulations to be published in terms of Section 26.1K. I mean, that's a very clumsy way of drafting it. So the easier way is as prescribed. And then if you haven't got a definition for prescribed, you put a definition for prescribed, etc. So I want the environment people to get uniformity amongst these amendments to just also sit down and make sure that these, just the terminology is what we want, okay? And for example, where they use a nice wording to say application for mineral resource authorizations in terms of applicable mineral resource legislation. Does that cover everything we want, or doesn't it cover because you guys go and quote extensively from the Act and so on? So I want you guys to go through with Water Affairs through these amendments, because ultimately it's going to be a committee bill then. So I want it to be done in line with that. Okay, any comments, Mr. Rogers, Dr. Huang?
Jay, just a point of clarity. What I understood your comment earlier was that appeals would be dealt with by the minister and not the Water Tribunal.
Yeah.
That's not all appeals. That's only appeals
for the minister.
Money.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. You see, at the moment, all those appeals go there. Now, the problem is when we started discussing this, they said, well, can they bring amendments for all those? So I said, no, but I mean, the whole issue of the Water Tribunal, there's a policy process. We've given no inputs into that policy process yet. So what we're dealing with here is to try and make this agreement work. Now, for it to work, the tribunal is not operating at the moment. So if there were to be appeals, it'll be stuck. So what we're doing is, just as far as the mineral applications are concerned, that those appeals we're giving to the minister. Then they'll go ahead with their policy review. That policy review is now available publicly. And if we have a chance next year, January, I want to have some public hearings around it. In fact, remind me that Shireen will do us a press statement, okay? We've discussed it with the minister. If there's states, because there's a lot of policies, which we've discussed. I mean, the last hearings, we discussed all those policies about CMAs, water boards, and that. But there are some of the issues that I see is not in that policy. For example, that whole public participation we discussed in those community forums, whatever they call the water forums. That I see is not part of the policy. So we would want to emphasize that strongly again. But at this stage, we're just trying to make a small amendment just to make sure that this agreement works. So you're quite right. Dr. Huang?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that Roger has also covered this issue. And the second thing is for this amendment for the Section 148, this is F paragraph. It's the last line in regulation to publish. You must add the 1B to be published. Yeah, so you showed the 1B.
The F?
F, the last line, yeah.
The publish?
The regulation to be.
Yeah.
To be.
Yeah.
You showed the
But in any case, what I've asked them to do, we don't usually word bills like this. This is over elaborate, and to refer to another section, we usually just say as prescribed. So a lot of that stuff will come out. But if it doesn't, Dr. Huang is saying that there must be a B there, okay? It's been left out, okay? Any other comments? So basically we will start processing this bill. They must now tighten it up on the wording. But it seems to deal with what we want, is the appeal procedure, okay? We must just make sure that all the wording is right, and you guys will do that. Now, the second issue is the regulations. You'll find it in your package. It's called the National Water Act Water Use Authorization Regulations, okay? Now, obviously, the first thing that we need to know here is that because at the moment the minister has no appeal jurisdiction, obviously a whole new appeal procedure had to be created, okay? Where's this? Towards the end.
It comes towards the end, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. If you look on page 15, you'll see that there's now an appeal procedure. Now, I want you firstly to tell us where did you take from and how, you know, and then just tell us more or less what's in it, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We thought the most prudent thing to do would be to take the appeal process from the NEMA and basically try to
rework it,
yeah. Yeah. So we set out...
You've basically taken their appeal procedures and you've now put it here.
Okay, lovely. Incorporate.
That's clever. Okay. All right. So we have, I've gone through the regulations of the DIA, and they've basically taken the appeal procedure from there, and it's also better that they are harmonized and the same, so that when the minister deals with these matters, it deals with all of them. Obviously, you can go through them at some stage if you want to and just see if you're happy with all of it. Anything else on the appeal procedure you need to tell us?
Mr. Chair, the highlighted colored parts basically reflect what was missing from the first earlier version of it. So the timelines basically are in pages 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that's basically it, the alignment
that
of the
dark part there, man, is that correct? Shouldn't we just also make it very clear that this relates to an appeal procedure for only minerals ones in terms of these amendments?
Yes, that's correct.
I think maybe you should reword that there. You see, this is too broad. It says, this section of the regulation enables the minister to be the internal appeal to adjudicate appeals against certain decisions made by delegated authority, catchment management agency, or water management institutions under NOA. Any person dissatisfied with a decision. Now that's far too wide. That's not what we want. So reword this here. Let me just mark it. This really, you need to just create a link back to the Act and say, this year provides for an internal appeal mechanism for the minister to be able to deal with the appeals that flow from section so-and-so of the NOA Act, which is dealing with licenses, water licenses in mineral resource, da-da-da-da-da-da, that old story. This is far too broad. You've now created a whole appeal procedure which is contrary to what we've gotten in the Act. Okay? Any further comments on this appeal procedure? I know you've looked at it only in short time, but look, if there is anything, I just think this first part must be amended. But then we'll see it. Now, tell us about what are the other amendments you're doing here in the regulations. I see they're colorful pictures here.
Mr. Chair, can I give that over to Mr. Musekeni?
Yes.
He's the specialist on that one.
Sir, go ahead.
Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks, Anil. The first table 1, which is starting page 4, relates to time frames that are proposed for the mining applications. This has been adapted to the process that we are engaged on with DMR and DIA in the alignment process. And
have you sat down and discussed with them, and they're happy with these time frames?
Yes,
okay.
The time frames are happy, and okay. They've already also okay. Submitted these as the agreed time frames, which and it's aligning with the DIA and the DMR. Because we're trying.
That's the orange one, eh?
Yes, that's the orange one.
The blue one?
The blue one is that in the DIA processes, there are those application which would require basic assessment, which is a shorter version of an authorization, which the impact is minimal. So to adapt that to our authorization process, we have got the general authorization, which are already promulgated. But on the low impact applications, we have got a shorter time frames to finalize those applications. And we have aligned that with their basic assessment application. So you will see in the number of days that are proposed there that it's a lesser days than the other ones.
Okay.
In the full.
Now, you guys must just remember that this whole appeal procedure is new, so it must be colored. It's not colored now.
Okay, thanks.
So make sure that gets colored, and then just fix it up. Any questions, any comments on these two time frames? They just seem to be technical. And so the real amendment is the appeal one, and just have a look at that. Any further issues anyone wants to raise on any of this with the water? All right, so you guys have got work to go and do. Just fix up the act. That it's, make sure that Dia and you guys have got the same wording. And then also fix up this, amend the appeal procedure, particularly that first part, that what it links to, and color it and so on. And then send us a copy of the act itself where these amendments are put in the act in color. Okay? I imagine you don't have to give the whole act, it's thick, so give the first one or two pages, and then give the part that is applicable to licenses with this colored in it, okay, and the appeal stuff. So just do those that are important for us. If there are any definitions, of course, that relate to this, put those definitions also, okay. So just do that as we have that act, all right. Anyone have any further comment or questions on this? No? So, Mr. Abada, are we finished now with everything?
Huh? Yes, Chair.
I think we've covered everything. Now, next week, we said next week, Wednesday, you guys need to come back with whatever there is, because we need to have some time just to go through the amendments of yesterday and today. Then next week, so that we can then send this package to go and be further discussed, and you guys can do the work. I've already told Minister we won't be able to pass this until next year. So when we come back in January, we want all the amendments to a stage now that is close to finish, so we can start discussing with our parties at least. And then we come in January, then we can just then process the amendments. So we can do it quite in the first week of whenever we come back in January. I don't know when the program is, so I can't tell you when. So we want that to be ready, so you guys will be ready next Wednesday, okay? At least to come and tell us about whatever there is. Okay, so what that leaves us with is waste, which clearly we're not going to do, and Water Research Commission. I'm wondering where that Water Research Commission.
Mr. Chair?
Have you phoned those people for Wednesday? Have you called them? Are they ready?
Mr. Chair, if I may, the last time we presented the draft bill, you asked us two questions that the Water Research Commission strategy linkages with the amendment bill. And we've discussed it with the CE and the chairperson. There is definitely those linkages, but you wanted it to be spelled out clearly. But remember, the Water Research Commission didn't present their strategy to you at the last time because Minister had not approved.
Are they ready to do that?
I think that can be done. Mm. I will just check with.
I think maybe what we must do is cancel the hearing, that we wait till we sure when the strategy can also be presented. Otherwise, we'll just have some, not all the stuff. All right, so we'll cancel the public hearings for next week. Just tell them. I have heard a rumor we are sitting a week longer. Is that being confirmed, or is it still a rumor? Has your party, have we heard anything? Is it provisional? See, if it's provisional, then of course, if it does happen, then we can change the constituency day to the last week. And then in that constituency day thing, we can then do this stuff. At least we've heard it, then we can finish it in January. All right, so cancel it for next Wednesday so long. So next Wednesday, we'll just, if we haven't finished the adoption of the bills, we'll continue with that, and then we'll spend on NEMLA 3 next Wednesday, okay? And we'll wait. You'll have to tell us if this strategic thing has now been signed by the minister and can be made public and so on. Because I don't think it's worth us continuing with that bill until we've heard that input. And then we'll do the public hearings. So So cancel the public hearings for next week, okay? Everyone happy with that? Happy with that? Okay. So we'll let you know. It'll depend whether we'll do it this year or next year, depending on whether we sit an extra week. Okay? All right. Anything else from anyone on the committee? Anything else? Nothing? So, have you given me the amendments to AQUA yet? Those two clauses that we've redone? Because we have to give it to other parties as well. Have you finished it? All right. Well, what I'll do is I've told them what those two amendments are on the, you know, the MEC and that other one, and then to make clearer that 22 only applies in a certain instance, not in another, that to deal with that issue that the CER raised, that there's an overlap. So those are the two amendments. So the three bills in there, the other three bills are all fine now. I just need to finalize that, then I'll get you a clean bill on AQUA. Okay?
Thank you.
So that's all I need to send to other parties as well, and to the ANC. I mean, they've not seen it either. So we'll just need to get that wording right, and they'll do it now. I'll do it now this morning, and we'll finish it and send it to you. Okay? then we finish with all of it. Any other issues? Yes, sir.
Chair, I'm a bit confused. There's four bills to be adopted next week.
And two
now, you mentioned AQUA, and we'll get that bill to circulate to our offices.
You've got it already. You've got it in your package. In this package, you've got the four. Yes. But when I looked at it, remember even when we discussed it, we were uncertain about this MSC and that. And then I told them, well, let's remove the MSC. Then I thought about that legal issue. Said, no, keep it. But what we're adding there is what I told you yesterday, that if they were to take the application to, when there's a failure, they take the application to an MSC. All that we're adding there is what happens if the MSC also doesn't do it. That's all that I'm adding there. So we're now keeping MSC and Minister. And the other one is the CER raised that section 22A, that actually 24G that we passed in NEMA actually already covers 22A. Then we looked at that again. And 24G only covers where there's unlawful activity, where there wasn't an EIA. So we're now saying here, okay, if there's a mission and it's being done unlawfully, and there isn't an EIA, then 24G will apply to this. But when there's emissions and you don't have an emission license, that's not covered by 24G. So then we dropped it, say then 22A will only apply to it. So all that we've done is the 22A remains there, but we're just making clear if it's an EIA, 24G, and then if it's not, then it's this. So those are just the two small tweakings that we are doing to the bill. So the bill you have, but I'll now give you, it's section 22A we're amending, and section, the one with the MSC and the 24C something. Are you guys also doing that transitional arrangement of APA?
Yes.
You also. So that's the three issues then. Remember, the reason they told us they wanted 22A is because APA, the old act, there were also unlawful things under that. Then we said, no, but you must rather create a transitional arrangement for old acts. You can't make it part of this act. So they haven't. That is what they're still working on, the exact wording. So you've got all the AQUA amendments are there already. It's just these two that we'll tweak for you and give you the two clauses plus the transitional arrangement. And I'll sit with them this morning and make sure they finalize it. So you should have it by lunch today, or at least today. I mean, at the very end. And as I said, I've also prepared an input for myself to give to my caucus, which is a whole input of all four bills. And if you want to use this and save yourself a lot of time, I'm very happy to let you have this, and you can just tweak it. It makes your life easier when you go and present to your caucus as well. Because what it does, it just deals with all the amendments. Okay. So I'm happy. I'll just take out. Sorry. Yes. I will. I prefer brown envelopes. I don't. When I get bribed, I don't want to see it. I just want to be able to. I just want to see the brown envelope and the money must be there. Okay. But I don't want sandwiches. I don't want sandwiches. I want something that's crispy and got Mandela's face on it. No, this makes your life easier as well, because to suddenly try and prepare for four bills and go and read four bills and try and prepare, I mean, I just realize immediately that it's going to be difficult. And I've done this work now, and it's, as I say, I'm just tweaking this as well. But if you can give me, if you can give Chileka your, just the email of each party, plus I see Ma's not here, then we can just send it to all the emails. And you will have it available, okay? All right. Then I have asked the department, I'm re-looking the reports, so for next week, Tuesday. And I've asked them to amend the reports. Hopefully that'll be with me today. When that's also ready, I'll let you try and have it in advance before Thursday, so at least you can. But it's a simple, you know, it's the usual thing. We accept this. And then what we do, these are the kind of amendments we've done. And then two of the bills, we've got a resolution. And that's attached to it. So I'll try and get it to all members before, at least at the end of this week, okay? So that you have already on next Tuesday when we get those to have read through it and so on. So I think that's all the preparation, and that'll be... No. We're only passing it on Tuesday. We probably will then... We'll probably then debate it the next week. Following. I imagine there's usually the 3 days, so if we pass on Tuesday, I can't imagine that they'll debate it on Thursday, but yeah, I don't know. You can, of course, suspend that resolution, but I think there's so much work for them to do to prepare four bills and that I can't see it being ready. So I can only see it, and in any case, I spoke to Minister and she's available in that week. She's not available in any case, she's overseas in the next week. She's only available the week after. Okay, is that all the preparations? Everything ready? From your side, everything is fine? You're going to fix that up. We'll see you next Tuesday with Nemla, next Wednesday with Nemla. And then at least on Tuesday next week is the most important day for you. If there's suddenly someone wants to bring amendments on that day, I need your staff here that really understands these bills to be able to move on issues, okay? So... I mean, you don't have to bring everyone, but I mean, at least in the ICM and protected area where the main people are there, SOAR the main people, da-da-da the main people, and on the treaties, at least one person here, that just to cover it if we have to have on those two. Okay. And then, as I said, we'll fix up those reports and let you have it, hopefully, before the end of the week. I think that's everything. Oh, yes, sorry, there is one issue. Now... Did everyone have a chance to look at NEMLA 2, the amendments? All that is being amended is, you'll see it's a separate little bill like this. They say on page 5, in clause 5, on page 5 from line 33, to omit the words not commence without and to add the words be excluded from the requirement to obtain. So that's a simple amendment. And then in clause 9, they, instead of the word specific, they put the word special there. They just want to change special, they want to change to specific. Those are the two little simple amendments to NEMLA 2. Is everyone happy just to vote on those amendments? Happy? All right, then let me read the report. Report of the portfolio, have we heard a quorum? Report of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs on the National Environment Management Laws Amendment Act, Amendment Bill B13B 2013, dated 23 October 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs, in brackets the Portfolio Committee, having deliberated and considered the subject matter of the National Environment Management Laws Amendment Bill as amended by the National Council of Provinces and... No, you don't have to put the NCOP. They only use it once. And referred to the Portfolio Committee for concurrence on 8 October 2013, recommends that the bill be agreed to. report to be adopted. Can I have a mover? Thank you. A shaker? A shaker. It's been shook and it's been moved. Agreed? Everyone agreed? Any abstentions? Any negatives? No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now I counted myself. So it's 9. So 9 voted unanimously accepted by 9 votes. Thank you very much. That's the end of the meeting. That's all I have to do, yeah? That's signed. JJ, we've still got the whoops meeting at lunch. JJ, you and I still got the whoops meeting at lunch, okay? The whoops meeting, we still have to go and present there. Yeah. No, that's strategy. That's strategy. Then tomorrow's still caucus as well. So what we've now presented this so many times. No, they wouldn't, because they just called me when I was coming into Parliament. They said, come to this meeting. What's the date? The 23rd? Huh? I will see you there. I will pick up the stuff. I understood what you said, but it's just a section, so you don't have to do it.
No,
section.
I,
you must just
do the ones.
Just the ones that are here. You don't need all of it.
Okay. I'll talk to the minister about the WRC. But we only got one comment from the minister. Right, a public comment. One comment. But
I don't worry what comments you've got. All I need to know is that when we pass this bill, there's been all this work done to look at the strategy. But if there's, at least we need to know what was said in there so that we...
Jessica and I and Barbara went through the thing. Amendment. But there needs to be an agenda to you from the minister
to say that. No, we don't need that. It's just that all I need to know is that you must tell me that there's no problem. There's agreement that you can come and present to the committee that strategy. That's all. Because we can't process the bill unless we vote that strategy.
Yeah, because apparently the minister hadn't signed off.
That's it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.